Dachshund Puppy Breed Facts, Personality, Types and Where to Get One. Introduction to Dachshund Puppy Breed Facts, Personality, Types and Where to Get One. The Dachshund, pronounced D-A-K-Shunt, is an affectionate dog with a big personality. They are an old breed, originating from Germany in the 16th century. Today, Dachshunds are found all over the world and come in three different coat types: smooth, long-haired, and wire-haired. The Dachshund personality is one of a kind. They are bold, clever, and courageous, but they are also independent, wary of strangers, and a bit stubborn. When it comes to training, it can be hard to house train since they will hold it in rather than go outside. Dachshunds are energetic, playful dogs with a lot of personalities. They are very loyal to their owners and love to have human companionship. The best way to get a dachshund to bond with you is to train it early. It is also important to socialize the pup from a young age to prevent it from becoming aggressive. Although dachshunds were bred to hunt, they are affectionate, docile dogs that are not known to be aggressive. They are a long-bodied breed of dog. The miniature and the standard weights range from 8 to 32 pounds, while the QVAS weighs up to 44 pounds. Dachshunds are intelligent, playful, and friendly. They are a loyal and loving companion that is great with kids. Here's everything you need to know about them. About the Dachshund. No matter what their size, Dachshunds are a delightful addition to any family, which is why they have ranked near the top of most popular dog lists since the 1950s. Their cute appearance and lively disposition have inspired many affectionate nicknames for the breed, including Wiener Dog, Hot Dog, Sausage Dog, Dachse, Dachshi, and, especially in Germany, Teckels, Dachshels, or Dachshels. You can't help but smile when you look at a confident Dachshund, proudly carrying his long, muscular body on short legs, his elongated head held high with a bold, intelligent look in his eyes. Because of their almost comical appearance, Dachshunds have long been a favorite subject of cartoonists and toymakers. But their cute appearance was developed for far more serious and practical reasons. Their short legs enable them to dig and maneuver through tunnels to the corner, and even fight badgers and other animals, while their large chests give them plenty of heart for the fight. Dachshunds are brave, but they can be somewhat stubborn, and have an independent spirit, especially when hunting. At home, the Dachshund's playful nature comes out. He loves to be close to you and help you do things like tying your shoes because of his intelligence. He often has his own ideas about what the rules are when it comes to playtime, and those rules may not be the same as yours or even other breeds of dogs. Dachshunds are known for being lively and enjoy chasing other small animals, birds, and toys. The breed standard, a written description of how the Dachshund should look and act, probably describes their personality best, saying the Dachshund is clever, lively, and courageous to the point of rashness, persevering in above and below groundwork, with all the senses well developed. Any display of shyness is a serious fault. Dachshunds have soulful eyes and complex facial expressions. Their lungs are large for a dog this size, and they have a barrel-like chest because of these things. Dachshunds have a loud, deep bark that sounds as though it comes from a much larger dog. And they do like to bark, which is something you might consider if you have neighbors who could be annoyed rather than amused by the antics of your brave little Dachshund. Dachshunds often bond closely with a single person. They may even become jealous of their owner's attention and can become snappy if not properly trained and socialized. Smooth Dachshunds are the most popular variety in the United States. Their coats are short and shiny and need little grooming. They do, however, need a sweater in the winter if you live in an area with cold weather. Common colors are red, cream, black and tan, black and cream, chocolate and tan, blue and tan, and Isabella, fawn, and tan. Dachshunds also can have patterns in their coats, such as dapple, a mottled coat pattern, brindle, sable, and piebald. Long-haired Dachshunds have sleek, slightly wavy hair, and can be the same colors as the smooth Dachshund. They should be brushed every day to prevent mats from forming, especially around their elbows and ears. Many believe that the long-haired Dachshund has a more docile temperament than the smooth or wirehair. Wirehaired Dachshunds have wiry, short, thick, rough coats with bushy eyebrows and a beard. Like smooth Dachshunds, they often are mischievous. They won't need a sweater in the winter, but they do need to be brushed regularly to prevent mats from forming. Their coat colors can be the same as the smooth Dachshund, but the most popular colors in the United States are wild boar, a mixture of black, brown, and gray, black and tan, and various shades of red. Dachshunds often have been seen as a symbol of Germany. Because of this association, dachshunds lost popularity in the United States during World War I and World War II. However, their appeal was too great for this to resist, and they quickly made a comeback in popularity. Because of the association with Germany, a dachshund named Waldy was chosen to be the first official mascot for the 1972 Summer Olympics. Dachshunds are a good choice for apartment dwellers and people who don't have a backyard. They are popular with urban dwellers because of their small size and ease of care. They generally are active indoors and also enjoy going on walks. Just be careful not to let them get too fat or allow them to injure their backs by jumping off furniture. Also, be sure to support their backs when you are holding them because of their long backs. They are susceptible to slipped or ruptured, herniated, discs in their backs, which can result in partial or full paralysis. Although they originally were bred to hunt ferocious badgers and other animals, today's dachshunds are ideal family companions. Additionally, many people show them in conformation, obedience, agility, field trials, and earth dog trials. They are also hardworking and well-appreciated therapy dogs. Some people enter their dachshunds in dachshund races, such as the Wiener Nationals. Although these races are popular, the Dachshund Club of America opposes wiener racing because many greyhound tracks use the events to draw large crowds and because the DCA worries that such races could injure dachshunds' backs. Because they are such a popular breed, many people breed dachshunds to make money rather than out of a love for the breed and a desire to breed healthy, even-tempered dogs. Be careful to obtain your dachshund from a reputable breeder who screens his or her breeding animals for both temperament and health problems. The dachshund is a versatile companion. With his variety of sizes, colors, coat types, and personalities, there's a dachshund to suit almost anyone. History. The dachshund was created in Germany where he was known as the badger dog, dachs meaning badger, and hund meaning dog. Illustrations of dogs resembling dachshunds date to the 15th century, and documents from the 16th century mention the earth dog, badger creeper, and dachshund. Badger wasn't the dachshund's only prey. He was also used on den animals such as foxes, and packs of dachshunds trailed wild boar. Those early dachshunds varied greatly in size. The dogs used on badgers and boar weighed 30 to 35 pounds. Dachshunds used to hunt foxes and deer weighed 16 to 22 pounds, and smaller 12-pound dachshunds hunted hares and weasels. For a brief time in the early 20th century, 5-pound dachshunds were used to bolt cottontail rabbits. Known as the Teckel in Germany, the breed was refined over the course of many years by German foresters in the 18th and 19th centuries. They wanted to develop a fearless, elongated dog that could dig into badger burrows and then go into the burrows to fight the badger to the death if necessary. The Smooths were the original type, created through crosses with the Brack, a small French pointing breed, and the Pinscher, a small terrier-type ratter. French Basset hounds may also have played a role in the dachshund's development. The long-coated dachshunds were probably created through crosses with various spaniels, and the wirehairs through crosses with terriers. Carefully sculpted through years of breeding, today the dachshund is the only AKC-recognized breed that hunts both above and below ground. Their short, powerful legs enable dachshunds to go deep into narrow tunnels to pursue their prey. Their long, sturdy tails, extending straight from the spine, provided hunters with a handle to pull the dachshund out of the burrow. The dachshund's unusually large and paddle-shaped paws were perfect for efficient digging. The smooth dachshund's loose skin wouldn't tear as the dog traversed into tight burrows. Their deep chest with ample lung capacity gave them the stamina to hunt, and their long noses enabled them to be good scent hounds. Even their deep, loud bark had a reason, so the hunter to locate his dog after it had gone into a burrow. And of course, they had to be bold and tenacious. Although the original German dachshunds were larger than the dachshunds we know today, you can still see the fearlessness for which the breed was developed in even the smallest varieties. Give your dachshund a squeaky toy and he'll likely kill it by destroying the squeaker as quickly as possible. Remember, these dogs were bred not only to hunt prey but kill it as well. In the 1800s, dachshunds started being bred more as pets than as hunters, especially in Great Britain. They were favorites in